It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join our Buy Local movement and learn more online at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. Talking Hillsboro today, and we're joined by the mayor of Hillsboro, Jen Weaver, on the phone. Mayor, thanks so much for being with us. How are you?
I am doing pretty well, Aaron. So far, it's been a manageable Monday, or Monday on Tuesday.
Yeah, it counts as Monday, right? Even if it's technically right. Tuesday. Yeah. HillsboroNC.gov for more information on town government. Go there for more information 24/7, including the latest on COVID-19. Now, we have headed into phase two. Which means some fairly significant changes for our community, but still some differences between Orange County's phase two order and the statewide order. So what should folks know?
Well, thanks for asking this question, Aaron. I think the most important difference between our local order and the state order is that here locally, we are requiring that businesses that have, you know, close interfacing contact with customers, so that's restaurants, staff, personal care, grooming, tattoos, retail establishments. So some places that have already been open, we are requiring those places to require that their employees wear masks, cloth face coverings, to just help slow the spread of the virus and make this gradual opening just err on the side of caution. We are also strongly recommending locally that local establishments require that patrons wear cloth face coverings to come into their establishments. I've seen that lots of hair salons that are opening up were already, you know, they were planned because their notices went out even before this press release, but that they were requiring patrons wear masks when they came in. So the more establishments that do that, then the more wearing these face coverings will be normalized among the general public, because we really need folks to do that.
And I know we talked last week, and I think I spoke with County Commissioner Penny Rich about it, and Mayor Heminger and Mayor LaBelle in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, because all four of you were in conversation about whether to issue an order requiring people to wear face masks or issue an order just strongly recommending it, and you went with strongly recommending. I know there's still a little bit of a push in Orange County to change that, to make it a requirement. Is there any talk amongst the four of you of possibly doing that, or are we sticking with just the recommendation for right now?
At this time, we are just sticking with the recommendation. I think, you know, as I think I said the same thing on the same topic last week, but it's great to keep talking about it. You know, we have to keep talking about it, but it is that it's a fluid, evolving situation. So, you know, that this could change, but right now we really feel like that's the wisest course of action, because it's largely an education project anyway, when something like that would be so difficult to enforce, and some of the real challenges and worries that come with that.
One thing that is for sure changing this week in Hillsboro, some town park facilities are opening back up. What's going to be coming open on Thursday?
That's right. So on Thursday, Gold Park, Cates Creek Park, and Kings Highway Park, the parking lots will be reopening. So, you know, those parks have remained open to foot traffic, you know, and bike traffic this whole time, but the parking lots have been closed and the bathrooms have been closed. But those lots will open up. And the bathrooms will open, but they'll have some extra sanitizing. But the public should also know that, you know, that sanitizing isn't happening every single time someone uses the restroom, right? You know, it's more frequent than usual, but people still need to really, really be careful. And we know that folks are going to be gathering in the parks, and we are glad to have people gathering in the parks, but just really strongly ask the public to use their wits and remember to keep their groups small in number. The smaller in number, the better, and to maintain that physical distance.
I know I asked this last week too, but have residents in Hillsboro generally been doing a good job of that?
Yeah, I find my experience is that people generally are doing a good job, you know. So, and then every time I say on the radio, when I'm out and about and I'm out walking, you know, the trails a lot, more people than not are doing a good job. But then, you know, as soon as I do that, someone will say that they saw, you know, mm-hmm. people who weren't. So I think compliance is largely good, but we're always really going to notice when someone is not, when people are oblivious to the physical distancing. We, you know, we really notice that. That's what stands out. So just trying to do our best to make more and more people realize how important it is.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. You can also get information about the Hillsborough Town Board on that website as well. They've got a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock online, of course, as per usual with these meetings these days. What's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, we've got a couple of kind of meaty-ish topics to consider tonight. One of them is that we'll be getting some coronavirus relief funds that will come from the county. You know, as the state got money from the federal government, then they chose to allocate it all out to the counties. And then the counties have discretion about whether to or how to share it with municipalities. I think we're all glad here in Orange County that the county did decide to share that out with the municipalities. And so Hillsborough will have between about, you know, like $67,000 and $79,000, somewhere in there, that will be coming, that we'll be considering how to spend. And staff has studied this a lot and made some recommendations, and then we'll need to discuss tonight how to move forward on that. And I think the temptation is always, there's so much need, so how do we narrow down to you know, really make some choices that are impactful. So I think the temptation is to spread it out because there is so much need, but that'll be what we have to tackle this evening. Mm. And then what else is on here that I wanted to talk about? So as far as the town working with our local businesses, we have a list of regulations that town staff has pulled together that they think would be helpful to our local businesses for easing some regulations for just opening up a little bit more space here and there to be utilized to allow some more spacing, you know, things that are normally more regimented or take longer. So there's a list of that, you know, possibly opening up a few parking spaces for to help with some of the pickup food operations, mm-hmm. as more people are out and about, just trying to get people more room, things like that.
On the relief funds from the state, what are some of the specific areas that the town is looking to use those funds for?
Well, some of the options before us, the ones that so far look like the most ones that will have high impact and that might be easiest for the town to administer, because, you know, that part always has to be taken into consideration with a small number of staff people. But would be to we expect there's going to be an increasing need for housing assistance, mm-hmm. and utility assistance. So that would meet some powerful criteria that we have about really having an impact and finding high, you know, knowing that we'll be helping people who really, really need some assistance. So those are the two that really stand out. There's a discussion about, you know, the idea of small business loans, but how to do that in a way that is still manageable on the back end for staff is, you know, that's a pretty big question. And I know we'll be discussing that more. So it might not be that might not be the best option for us, even though we know some of our neighbors are doing that. But we got to talk it through.
Speaking again with Jen Weaver, Mayor of Hillsborough, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government, including tonight's town board meeting, 7 o'clock. Again, it's going to be all online. Will you also be getting the budget presentation this evening?
Excuse me so much. Just breathe the wrong way. Yes, remiss for forgetting that. Um, may, maybe, yes. We will be getting the budget presentation tonight from the town manager. Mm-hmm. And that just there's so much keeps coming up that our manager has had to contend with. That won't be fully fleshed out at this meeting. It'll be a basic overview, and then we'll be receiving more details on that later this week.
Anything else going on in town government that folks ought to know about?
No, just the same thing goes, that we want to keep delivering great services, even under arduous circumstances, and that's what we're going to keep doing, and we're counting on the community to do their part to slow the spread of the virus. So wash your hands, wear your cloth face coverings, keep your distance from each other.
And again, head to the website, hillsboronc.gov, for more information on town government, including tonight's board meeting, 7 o'clock online. Get more information there. Mayor Jen Weaver, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Take care.